We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Alaikum, carrion viewers. Alaikum means greetings in Arabic, a language spoken by about 221 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Mass Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. in Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jolita. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hulst Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Zimbabwe launches an initiative to improve child and maternal health. In good governance news, a Canadian city supports a transition towards vegan food security. In education news, female literacy centers enhance the lives of rural women in Afghanistan. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 28, is the Independence Day of Albania, honoring its self-rule achieved in 1912. Adjacent to the Adriatic Sea and north of Greece, Albania has a rich literary tradition. Among its famous poets are internationally known Mr. Ismail Kadare, renowned Mr. George Fichte, and esteemed Mr. Alexander Ezdreni Stavre Drenova, who is the author of Albania's national hymn. The Albanian language, called Sheep, is the only member of its branch of the Indo-European language family that is still in existence. On this day, Mauritania also celebrates its Independence Day, commemorating its autonomy attained in 1960. The Bandargan National Park, habitat for a wide variety of wildlife, is located on the coast of this northern African country. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Prominent Mauritanians include distinguished writer Mr. Ahmed Ibn Al-Amin Al-Shinkaiti and acclaimed novelist Dr. Moussa Ould Ebnou. Mr. Abderrahman Sissako is an award-winning film director born in Mauritania. We wish the citizens of Albania and Mauritania a memorable Independence Day.
Flying news. More floods sweep Sri Lanka. Minister of Disaster Management Mahinda Amarawira stated that as of Thursday, November 25th, a second wave of floods to hit Sri Lanka this month affected over 16,000 people, including over 11,700 in the Puttalam district and 2,565 in Karunakala. The two northwestern districts were particularly hard hit as the Daduru Oya stream overflowed, forcing many into shelters. Landslides were also reported, particularly in Matale district. And in Menar district, incessant rains coupled with encroaching seawater breached several major water storage tanks, displacing nearly 5,000 residents. Another 3,580 people were uprooted from the Watala area of the Gampaha district. In response, the Sri Lankan government announced that $1.8 million in flood relief would be distributed to the hardest hit areas.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed and to go, if possible, to assist the flood afflicted. She also said funds are available for emergency aid.
Our appreciation, Sri Lankan government and all emergency personnel, for your efforts to ensure the safety of the vulnerable, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. May Buddha bless the Sri Lankan residents a swift return to their regular day-to-day lives as we pray that such extreme conditions are curbed through our more conscientious stewardship of the planet.
Strong earthquakes strike Japan, Indonesia, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Iran. On Wednesday, November 24, a 4.9 magnitude quake rocked Japan's Ibaraki Prefecture and neighboring areas. Also that day, in Indonesia, a tremor measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale struck off the Tanimbar Islands in Maluku Province. Pakistan was jolted the following day by a 5.0 magnitude tremor in northwest Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Province. Centered near the border with Afghanistan, its tremors were felt in several Afghan provinces, as well as the city of Islamabad, where it sparked panic amongst locals. On Friday, a magnitude 5.4 earthquake rattled southern Iran as it struck near the city of Firouzabad in Fars province. Fortunately, none of the tremors caused significant damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. With thankfulness for heaven's protection of those in the quake-jolted regions, we pray that such frightening disruptions subside through humanity's greater kindness toward the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Georgia's presidential address vows peaceful action with Russia. In an address representing only the second time, the European Parliament invited a non-member state's president to speak. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili delivered a speech in which he pledged his nation's diplomacy, saying that he would never use force in resolving differences with Russia, South Ossetia and Abkhazia.
I came here to affirm that peace, a just and lasting peace, is possible in my region.
The Georgian leader further expressed a wish for dialogue with Russia, saying that historical differences must be replaced with cooperation.
I personally want Russia as a partner and not as an enemy. This is why I wholeheartedly support the effort of Europeans and American leaders to engage Russia into more constructive relationships. I want to tell the Russian people that they will always be welcome in Georgia as partners, as tourists, as students, as businessmen, as journalists.
His address was applauded several times by members of the European Parliament, with the legislative body's president, Yeja Butek, stating, "We always knew that you were brave and prudent, and your message has been important for us and the whole Caucasus region. Your Excellency, President Saakashvili of Georgia, we too respectfully laud your commitment to peace. May such gestures of diplomacy hasten the day when harmony and prosperity are shared among all people of Russia and the Caucasus."
Former Formosan or Taiwanese Vice President Lien Chan's son shot while he was helping campaign for a regional lawmaker on Friday, November 26. Lien Sheng-wen, prominent politician and eldest son of former Vice President Lien, was injured by a gunman. Another man, 29-year-old Wang Yuncheng, was also shot during the incident and sadly did not survive. Following emergency surgery at the National Taiwan University Hospital on Saturday, Lien Sheng-wen was reported to be in stable condition. In calling for calm amongst the public, former Vice President Lien has been joined by members of all political parties who also sent their best wishes to the victims and their families. "We are sorry to hear this sad news and send our sympathies to the family of Wang Yuncheng as we wish Mr. Lien a speedy recovery."
Children at highest risk of exposure to secondhand smoke.
In the first ever global assessment on secondhand smoking, data from 192 countries was analysed in the World Health Organization study by international scientists published in the British medical journal The Lancet.
The study found that passively inhaled smoke accounts for a full 1% of total worldwide deaths, with 600,000 people losing their lives yearly. Although the number of adults succumbing remained the same in wealthier and developing countries, children fared far worse in less fortunate situations, with approximately 5 youths perishing to secondhand smoke for every adult fatality.
Among all those who died, approximately 60% suffered from heart disease, while 30% had lower respiratory infections, and the rest died due to complications from asthma and lung cancer. In total, a staggering 5.7 million people perished from smoking-related causes in 2004. Research lead Dr. Annette Prus-Ustan and colleagues strongly recommended the implementation of smoke-free laws and other World Health Organization guidelines, such as raising tobacco taxes, banning advertising, and plain packaging. Many thanks, Dr. Prus-Ustan and World Health Organization associates, for these findings on the tragic tolls of tobacco. May such alarming data motivate leaders and citizens alike toward measures that encourage tobacco-free lifestyles to protect individual health and the air we share with so many others.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco: 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Depression: light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer: mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking: childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Manned spacecraft lands in Kazakhstan. A Russian Soyuz TMA-19 spacecraft carrying three astronauts safely returned to Earth from the International Space Station, landing in the central steppes of Kazakhstan early Friday, November 26. The space capsule carried U.S. astronauts Doug Wheelock and Shannon Walker, as well as Russian cosmonaut Fyodor Yurchikhin, in completion of their five-month tour on the space outpost, which began when they launched on June 15 this year. During their time in space, the crew conducted scientific experiments and outpost maintenance. Three other international astronauts remain at the International Space Station and will be joined by the 26th mission, another trio who are scheduled to leave from the Kazakh Baikonur Space Center on December 15th. A hearty congratulations, Doug Wheelock, Shannon Walker, and Fyodor Yurchikhin, on your successful return to Earth. Wishing you a joyful reunion with family and friends as your cooperative endeavors together continue to unite humanity in exploring the exciting frontiers of space.
Russia opens additional plant to dispose of chemical weapons. As a signatory party to the Chemical Weapons Convention, the nation has opened a plant at Pochep in western Russia to help eliminate stockpiled weapons. The plant, which is the sixth of its kind in the country and the largest in the world thus far, is scheduled to demolish 7,500 tons, or almost 20% of Russia's stored chemical arms. Despite a lack of funding that may delay the originally scheduled completion date of April 2012, the Russian Ministry of Industry and Trade noted that the country has already disposed of about 50% of its weapons and affirmed its commitment to carry out the entire disarmament. Our admiring salute, Russia, for your steps leading to greater peace and safety for all. Through such actions as yours, may lives of security and shared respect be enjoyed by the noble-hearted Russians and people across the globe.
Save our planet. African water ministers meet in Ethiopia. Beginning Monday, November 22nd, African Water Week, held in the nation's capital Addis Ababa, brought together ministers from more than 20 countries to discuss sustainable utilization of the continent's water resources. According to the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, eight countries are on course to fulfill the 2015 Millennium Development Goal of reducing by at least half the population still in need of basic water and sanitation systems. These include Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, South Africa, Angola, and Botswana.
Another key aspect of the meeting was the distribution of the newly released Africa Water Atlas, prepared by UNEP, which consolidates information about the role of water in Africa's economies and development. Detailed mapping and other images in the 326-page document show how rainwater conservation and irrigation projects in drought-prone regions such as Kenya, Senegal, and Sudan are improving food security. At the same time, the Atlas also describes predicaments that have been created by events such as oil spills, deforestation, and climate change. These are noted to be creating vulnerabilities in the continent's source water regions and could jeopardize key supplies if their causative conditions continue.
Our heartfelt thanks for your concerned interest and commitment to the African people, African Water Week participants, and the United Nations Environment Programme. May your meeting be the basis for initiatives that bring abundant supplies of clean water for the gracious people of Africa.
During an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized the need to conserve this precious resource, while also highlighting another action that would increase the water available to all beings.
There are also good ways to harvest the rainwater by guiding the rain into the soil to be used by the trees and the plants. They use these water-conserving techniques in dry parts of Africa and India, and as a result, the water level rises more than they take out from their wells. But even these water losses pale in comparison to the incredible amount of water that it wasted for animal production. It takes approximately 4,664 liters of water to produce just one serving of beef. But an entire vegan meal can be produced with only 371 liter water. People are dying from drought. People are leaving their villages, their hometown, because they don't have any more water to drink. Just because where I'm sitting, I'm lucky still have water, doesn't mean tens of millions of other people are as lucky. Water means everything to our existence. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan.
Save Our Planet, eco-friendly Austrian project uses grass for fuel. Sponsored by some of the nation's large energy providers, a pilot project in the state of Lower Austria has successfully produced natural gas as a fuel source without a loss in food production. To achieve this goal, participating farmers first harvested their primary food crops in late July or early August, then sowed the fields with grasses that served as secondary biofuel crops to be harvested in late October.
The biogas fuel from the crops was then refined so that it could be introduced into the existing natural gas network. The results of the pilot test have shown that Austria has the potential to sustainably provide for nearly all of her natural gas needs through this biofuel. In addition to the energy benefits, the secondary planting has also been noted to benefit the soil, as the grass cover crop helps retain moisture and its byproducts can be spread on the field as an excellent natural fertilizer that retains a high proportion of total nitrogen.
Bravo, entrepreneurs and Austria, for your work to introduce sustainable biofuels while protecting food security. May your endeavors continue to be graced with success, yielding abundant energy supplies in harmony with nature for all.
Save Our Planet. US scientists, many who now report first-hand experiences, such as observing polar bears waiting on the Arctic tundra for delayed ice to form, warn of more and more extreme effects if conditions of global warming continue.
Warning news. According to a 10-year study by researchers from the UK and France, men with an even occasional intake of more than 4 to 5 drinks in one day increase their chance of heart attack and are at nearly double the risk of heart disease.
How are you, friends? I'm Genty the Gorilla. It's an animal-free diet for me. Would you like to hear a tip on making parking your car easier for important events? You can try leaving a little earlier so there is more time to select a good spot. Better yet, use public transportation if possible and avoid any parking concerns. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Zimbabwe launches an initiative to improve child and maternal health. The nation's proposed $700 million U.S. dollar health plan is being supported by the World Bank, United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, and the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO. The program is expected to raise both life expectancy for children and maternal survival rates. Our sincere appreciation, Zimbabwe World Bank, United Nations Children Fund, and the United Nations World Health Organization for your laudable joint efforts. May many mothers and children's lives be safeguarded and enhanced through your caring collaboration.
In good governance news, a Canadian city supports the transition towards vegan food security. During 2010, Vancouver, British Columbia, has allocated $100,000 to support community plant-based food endeavors. These include purchasing organic produce from wholesalers in order to sell at cost price to people with low incomes. Neighborhood composting systems have also been developed. Mr. David Cadman, Vancouver City Councillor, as well as President of Local Governments for Sustainability, ECLE, Global Association of City Governments, expressed his view on the shift towards a plant-based lifestyle.
I think moving towards a vegan diet is absolutely essential. When we look at the inputs that go into raising animals, whether it's land use or whether it's food, corn and grains that are grown to feed those animals, or water consumption, we cannot continue to live as dependent as we are on meat. If you begin to transform your own life, if you become a vegetarian, if you walk more, you will be healthier, the planet will be healthier, and you will begin to transform the way in which we live in this planet. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Bravo, Councillor Cadman in Vancouver, on your words and actions in support of more sustainable communities. May all cities soon adopt the earth-saving organic vegan diet to enjoy a thriving and harmonious future. Up next on Noteworthy News, Afghan women and girls benefit from literacy courses. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more worthwhile news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, significant news for an important world. In education news, female literacy centers enhance the lives of rural women in Afghanistan. Approximately 3,750 women and girls between the ages of 12 and 70 are enrolled in 125 such learning centers in the province of Dikundi. The 9-month literary and life skills courses are administered by the Department of Education and funded by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. The endeavor is also having a positive influence on youngsters. Rahima, one of the participants in the program, said, "Children feel that if my mother does this, it is a good thing and I will do the same." Our heartfelt thankfulness, Afghan Department of Education and United Nations Children Fund, for your devoted efforts. May many pure-hearted Afghan citizens be benefited by your laudable project with Allah's immense blessings.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Dutch entitled Tourists.
Een toerist is iemand die reist om andere dingen te vinden en dan klaagt als ze anders zijn.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, my family, mother, father, younger sisters and I love your channel. Thank you so very much for showing us the way to enlightenment. We have just welcomed a new puppy family member, and we are training her to be a vegan just like us. I love the work you do to protect and save our planet. Watching your channel has helped us through the time when our vegan grandfather passed away. Thank you. I have so much gratitude for you. Love, Lillian, from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, United States.
Hi, Lillian. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Lovely Lillian, thank you so much for your heartfelt message. Please give your new puppy friend big hugs and kisses. Your blessed vegan grandfather is surely smiling from heaven, delighted with you and your compassionate family. You're welcome to download our free of charge material from SupremeMasterTV.com/SOS to share with others about the benefits of a plant-saving vegan diet. Wishing you and the spiritual people of the United States ever more grace by the divine. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. you can send them to heartline@suprememasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememasterTV.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Baraka Allah Hoshikom, which means God bless in Arabic.
May the love of heaven be your faithful companion and guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül confirms the nation's commitment to normalizing relations with Armenia and working towards sustainable and comprehensive peace in the region.
Visiting Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina meets with European Union President Herman Van Rompuy, who commends their excellent cooperation and calls for closer ties on human rights and other mutually peaceful goals.
US astronomers discovered that Saturn's icy moon Rhea has an oxygen-rich atmosphere similar to two of Jupiter's frozen moons, indicating that there may be more of such large ice-covered bodies across the solar system with oxygen and complex chemistry.
Great Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron launches a new index to determine national progress, which measures not only wealth but also the social and environmental well-being of its citizens.
Following his June registration with the popular online communication service Twitter, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev announces that he will consider and implement suggestions submitted by Twitter users to his account.
In a first-ever procedure of its kind, dentists in the state of Kerala, India, successfully seal a 50-centimeter-long crack in an elephant's tusk that had been causing discomfort, saying that the elephant voluntarily submitted and seemed much happier after the treatment.
Thanks to the affordability and advancements of the Indian medical system, parents of 4-year-old Fatima from Baghdad, Iraq, are able to pay for an innovative microsurgery in Delhi that restores hearing to their daughter.
With an estimated 12,500 participants, more people than ever join this year's International Meatless Day, Animal Rights Day in Malaysia, dedicated to raising awareness about the benefits of plant-based food for animal welfare, personal health, and the environment.
Pakistan's Federal Minister for Minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti, concludes after investigating that Christian woman Asia Bibi is innocent of charges of blasphemy, and he recommends her release to President Azif Ali Zardari.
His Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa of Bahrain announces the appointment of 4 women to the nation's 40-member upper chamber of the National Assembly.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.